Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Continuing coverage of one of our major stories this morning, sending a clear message. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it shot down a U.S. drone amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington over its collapsing nuclear deal. Fox's Rachel Sutherland picks up developments in Washington. Rachel, the U.S. and Iran disputing the circumstances.
That's right. Iran says that this was in their territorial airspace, whereas the Trump administration says they were in international airspace. But either way, this drone was shot down. And the tensions are rising. We know the president has been briefed on this. We don't know right now what kind of response that Washington will have. But this comes after, you know, we sent 1,000 troops in the Middle East, and the nuclear deal is collapsing, and Iran has vowed to start enriching uranium up to almost weapons-grade level. So this is definitely one step in a heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
And then you consider some of the language that's being used, the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard saying that they don't have any intention for war with any country, but we're ready for war. And that follows what we heard from the Pentagon and from the Secretary of State earlier in the week on Iran.
That's right. Yeah, the Iranian general this morning said his country is ready for war. The president last night, right before the attack, was with Fox's Sean Hannity, saying that everything's under control with Iran. No real response yet from the White House this morning, but we're expecting that.
And once we do get that, we'll certainly bring it to you here on Jacksonville's Morning News. Instant updates on the still unfolding story in the News 104.5 WOKV app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.